This is episode 1780 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series all about mental focus. You are going on a mental focus journey this week, and as you go along your way, you have a challenge. In yesterday's episode, I challenged you to pay attention to where you spend most of your time and your attention. And I encouraged you to do this every single day. At the end of each day, write down where you believe you spend most of your time and attention. Were you worrying about finishing up a project? Were you Googling around because you were bored and you were procrastinating? Were you texting someone back and forth? And maybe you never really got done those things that mean the most to you. We think that with all our technology, all of our instant communication, that we must be moving forward. These are pretty powerful technologies that we are using at our fingertips, in our homes, in our workplaces, in just about every aspect of our lifestyle that we could even imagine. But are we really better as a species? Are we really moving forward? Do we have more compassion? Do we have more gratitude? Do we feel more love for others? And do we honor ourselves more? I think you may find that these technologies and these distractions can be powerful tools to move us forward. But so often we get stuck in bad habits. So it really takes awareness to be able to utilize anything responsibly, from the way we eat, to the types of exercise we do, to the types of work we do, to the types of relationships we have, to what we allow to monopolize our attention. In today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation that can help you to refocus your thoughts, to gain control of your attention. And the affirmation is, I am present. When you allow yourself to become fully present, not with what's going on in the world around you, but with what is happening within you, pull in your attention to yourself. Focus on how you're feeling presently in this moment. This is a valuable way to regain your focus. And this is something you can do whether you are trying to recapture your focus or not. You might be trying to calm down from feeling anxious. You might be feeling self-doubt or fear. This technique can help you to become present to what is real. And we can lose that sense of realness so easily when we're constantly bombarded by distractions. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I encourage you to calm your mind and your body and to tap into how you're presently feeling. Name the emotion name where you feel this in your body. Do you feel your shoulders scrunched? Do you feel your jaw tighten or your stomach in a knot? Notice how you feel and allow yourself to experience this feeling. So instead of numbing out by distracting yourself, that is the best possible way to numb out, by distraction. Allow yourself to be very present with your pain, with your heartache, with your joy, with whatever you are experiencing. Sit with it. Sit with yourself through your emotions. Emotions are fluctuating. It can seem as though they hang around, some of them, for way too long. But you have a whole range of human emotions within you. And allow yourself to experience yourself currently in this moment. Know that the full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive a journal as well as a slowdown guide customized for each week's series. These are valuable tools to take you more deeply into a particular theme. You also receive free access to over 1,800 guided meditations. Try it for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.